So that techniques are so many you can use, but techniques are like tools. You sort of have to try them out and see how they're useful. So someone teaches you how to use a router. And a router is one of those things that makes grooves and wood. Nice machine. And you've never learned how to use it. And someone kind of shows you, feel clumsy. So you have to actually try it out. See how it's useful. And then the tool becomes really useful in different situations. And so the idea is there that meditation is a craft. It's not an achievement. It's more a craft within which you can get results. But a craft is a hands-on affair. You have to pick up the material you're working with, which is your mind and body. And you have to try stuff out. And you have to see cause and effect. How does this work? What's the result? And it's that kind of engagement with your own consciousness, with your mind and body, that teaches you. So it's not, if you're just trying to get rid of unhappy states of mind, attain happy states of mind, that won't really work, because it'll just be a kind of willful effort to get some kind of result. But if you awake to what's going on, okay, I'm feeling happy, sad, negative, positive, restless, tired, whatever it is, and you say, okay, so is there any problem here? What can I do? Try this, try that. And then you get insights. You get insights because it's something you learn from, because you're willing to engage it. So this particular technique, I find it's like if for people who, like, first of all, first for dullness. This is an insidious hindrance that in monasticism you find lots of monastics falling asleep, and not just because they're tired, because they become so comfortable in the body, they've forgotten how to be bright, and they're just nice and cozy, nice and comfortable. So that's a habit, isn't it? So there's that. And so again, the principle for me is how can I use each mindset to deepen my awareness? Right? So not how can I have just positive mindsets? Because life doesn't work that way. How can I use each mindset, mood, emotion, bodily feeling, to deepen my awareness? So if I'm feeling annoyed, how can I deepen my awareness with the arising of annoyance? See what I mean? Feel annoyed, annoyance starts to bubble up, and my mind wants to go off and think about it. No, annoyance feels this way. I'm aware of annoyance, I'm aware of annoyance, I'm aware of annoyance, and my awareness gets deeper with annoyance. So what happens is my capacity to be aware becomes greater. So this particular meditation or technique is, I found, very good for people who are kind of, their mind's already getting depressed, or kind of like a kind of negativity where the mind just keeps bubbling over, negative, passive. Too much thinking is very passive, isn't it? Doubting all the time. And so this practice, once you, if you find it useful, if you engage it and just figure out what this means in a kind of volume of breathing and the back in a way that works for you, then you can do it for half an hour, 40 minutes easy. It's not difficult. And that, you imagine, if you sustain that in a balanced way for 40 minutes, and before that you're feeling, you know, kind of negative, depressed, whatever, you're energizing the body with oxygen, you're constantly going away from the negative thinking, back to the deep breath, and that gives a lot of vitality. And once you have that vitality, you can see the habit of doubt or depression or negativity or dullness coming up, because you've got some vitality. You have contrast. Contrast is a good idea. You see shadow and light. So, just a suggestion. See how it works. Let's do some walking practice. Again, it's gorgeous. We're very lucky to start out with this. Aren't these windows great? You know the wood here, a lot of it? They're like for the framing of the windows, for the doors, for that. Around 1990, New Zealand had the great New Zealand garage sale, where everything was being nationalized, and they nationalized the Forestry Service, and which I think was tragic for New Zealand, but that's another thing. But they had in Rotorua, they had a huge store of native timbers from their own logging of their of the forests. So Hugh, our architect, found out about that, and he went up and went to the auction and bought these native timbers, and then he had it milled, I think, in Johnsonville, somewhere he had it milled, and so that's the wood that's here. More stories. You'll learn a lot about this place after 10 days. So let's do the walking. Again, just to remind you, choose the path, beginning and end. Use the constraints of beginning and end as places of stopping. Keep coming back to that, waking up, empty mind, no thought. Try to get touch that. And then walking back and forth, notice the mood of the mind. And again, if the mood is sort of really powerful in its emotional content, then stop and really feel it and vocalize it for one sentence and then really feel it. What is it doing in your body? So you become very aware of it rather than afraid of it or trying to get rid of it.